It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, thank you for the privilege to just call upon your name. Father, as we come to you today, Lord, thank you that you've saved us by your marvelous grace. Not only have you give us the privilege of prayer, but Lord, you've given us the hope of salvation. You have given us the eternal Word, Jesus Christ, living within us. And we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. And Father, how we thank you for those things that you've given us. God, we did not have this when we was lost. But now that you've saved us, oh, the glorious truth of God's Word. Now today, I pray as we open the Word of God, would you let the Holy Spirit just take the Word and minister to our very heart and our very need. God, each one by the radio today, Lord, would you touch. Lord, that one that may be sick, God, you're able to touch. Lord, that one, Father, that's going through a battle, that one that's lost a loved one and heartbroken, just draw them to you. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to yield to you. And oh, Lord, may our lives be tendered. And God, may we be used for your glory. I pray today, would some precious soul be saved that knows not the Lord as their Savior, that Christ may be glorified. For it's in Jesus' lovely name that we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll be able to just keep that dial right where it is. And we're going to open God's precious Word back to the book of Romans, chapter number 6, and I hope that the Lord is speaking to your heart. You know, God speaks to us through His precious Word, and how we need to, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. See, I was reading the Word of God this morning, and as I'm reading the Bible through again, I was reading over in the book of Revelation. And after every church, during the church age, did you know God the Holy Spirit had written right there in that Bible, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Oh, my soul, God wants to speak to us. And may we pray for God, give me a ear to hear the word of the Lord. And can I say there's nothing greater than serving him. Yesterday, we mentioned in this scripture, shall we continue in sin just because we're in a body of flesh? Should we continue to sin? Well, God makes it very plain that it's to whom we yield to. You either yield to God or you yield to the devil. You either yield to the Holy Spirit as he leads you, or you will either lead to the power of the devil and his spirits. And verse 17, let's go back there. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. Stop and think a minute. Some of you that are listening to me right now, you were drunkards, you were alcoholics, you were gamblers. I mean, sin controlled your life. Many of you may be listening and sex to control your life. I mean, just lust of the world. You were totally controlled under the servants of sin. I mean, you'd work all week, get a paycheck on Friday, and you couldn't keep from going and getting beer and alcohol. But what's happened? Now that you got saved, you work, and you don't go and buy the beer and the booze and the sin that you used to be under sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart. That's when you trusted Jesus to come into your heart and save you. And what was it that you received? That form of doctrine. In other words, see, the truth of God's eternal word, this is amazing that a Christian can say, well, I don't believe in doctrine. Well, according to this verse here, you must not be saved if you don't believe in doctrine. Because when you receive Jesus Christ, you received his form of doctrine. And what that is, that's him which was delivered unto you. In other words, I like the end of that. It was delivered unto you. You didn't have to quit something to get it. You didn't have to bargain it. You didn't have to pray for it to come. It was delivered unto you. Amen. In other words, Jesus took up his abode up inside of you in the Holy Spirit, because it was the Spirit of God that birthed you into the very family of God. And this form of doctrine was, it was delivered unto us. Praise God. Thank the Lord for all of that he's done for us, and he saved us by grace. Now, look at verse number 18 as the Holy Spirit continues. He said, being. And that word being means it's a continuation. Not only did God save us one time, but something's happening in our life every breath that we take. Being then made free from sin. See, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God gives us grace that you don't have to bow to sin. You don't have to fall back into sin that controlled you. But being made free from sin. Hallelujah. God didn't save you in your sin. He saved us from our sin. And we're being made free from sin. Why is it that every day we get up and say, Lord, forgive me? What is it? Have you had a thought? Why, yes. Have you had a wrong feeling? Yes. And what do? You say, God, forgive me. And help me to live for you today. Being then made free from sin. You don't have to fall to sin and practicing it. For by God's grace are you saved through faith. And God gives us grace for every hour. In fact, he gives us more grace. I mean, as a child of God, God wants you to live for him. Now, being made free from sin, realize that. God saved me. I don't have to go out there in that world and live like that anymore. We became the servants of righteousness. Hallelujah. The servants of righteousness. And what does that mean? That we're living just that clean life that God wants you to live. You're living for Jesus. Well, that little word righteousness there in verse number 18. What has brought all of this about in our lives? That it was the righteousness that imparted sanctification. It was the righteousness of God that gave us justification. It was righteousness of God that saved us by simple faith. It was the righteousness that was imputed unto us. And folks, I want to tell you, God is still imputing His righteousness, and we're to be servants for His righteousness, not serving sin or the world or the devil, but His righteousness. And God gives you grace to do that. Now, look at verse number 19. Paul goes on and says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. See, this old man of God, Paul, he was raised under the law. He knew the law. That was his religion. And Judaism, in fact, he climbed the ladder all the way up. And he thought that he was so right that he actually hated Jesus Christ and hated anybody that did even mention His name. Anybody that even was connected to Him, he was going to kill him. But do you know what happened? God saved him by His marvelous grace, and God gave through His righteousness to the Apostle Paul. And Paul said, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. See, your flesh is capable of sin. My flesh is capable of sin. This body, don't put any confidence in the flesh. Place no confidence in yourself. You better put it all in Jesus Christ. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to the iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness and unto holiness. And God gives you, in other words, God gives you a choice. Even after He saves you, He gives you a choice. Do you want to serve the devil, or do you want to serve God? Oh, my soul, may the Lord tender our hearts today. What a passage of Scripture. In other words, the manner of men hadn't changed. The infirmity of the flesh is still just as rotten. Your mind is capable. Our very lives are capable of sin. And may we choose and yield. How do you choose? You yield to the Holy Spirit of God and ask God to use you, and just you say, Lord, give me that strength I need to yield to You and serve God. May the Lord help us in these days. Folks, there's a need for God's people to be simply yielded to our precious Lord and Savior. Thank you for listening. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.